This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 2 and Sunday_A. First posted February 17, 2008. Genesis 12:1-8. Abraham's call. Psalm 105:4-11. Heirs to Abraham's call. Romans 4:1-5. 13-17. Spiritual forefather. John 4:5-26. Woman at the well. Genesis paraphrase. The Lord God called Abraham, Abram, to leave his home in Haran, 25 miles southeast of Urfa, Turkey asterisk, and his extended family, and go to a new land God would show him. God promised to make him the father of a great nation and to bless Abraham and his descendants so that they would be a blessing, and to make Abraham famous. God promised to bless those who bless Abraham, and curse those who curse him, and bless all the people of earth through Abraham. Abraham went, taking his wife Sarai, and his nephew, Lot, and their servants and all their possessions, and set out for Canaan, to the south. When they came to Canaan, they went on south to about the middle of the country and came to Shechem, to the Oak of Moreh. At that time the land was occupied by Canaanites. At Shechem, between Mount Abel and Mount Gerizim, the Lord appeared to Abraham and promised to give the land to Abraham's descendants. Abraham built an altar to commemorate God's appearance to him there, and then moved south and camped on the mountain between Bethel and Ai, in the hill country of Judah, and built another altar there. Psalm paraphrase, let us seek the Lord, his strength, and presence, continually. Let us, the descendants of Abraham, the sons of Jacob, Israel, God's chosen ones, remember his great works and miracles, and his wise counsel. The Lord our God is judge of all the earth. He never forgets his promises and is faithful to his word to thousands of generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham, promised to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob, Israel, is an everlasting covenant to give us a portion in the promised land as an eternal inheritance. Romans paraphrase, if Abraham, our forefather, had been justified by works keeping of the law, he would have had something to boast about to other people, but not to God. The scripture says that Abraham believed God and his faith was accounted as righteousness, doing right and good in God's judgment. A worker's wages are not a gift but payment for his labor. One who trusts in God, who justifies, attributes righteousness to, the ungodly, is accounted as righteous by faith. The promise to Abraham and his descendants that they would inherit the world came through the righteousness of faith rather than keeping the law. If the inheritance were by keeping the law, it would not be a promise, and faith would be worthless. That is why God's promise depends on faith, so that the promise is a gift based on God's grace, unmerited favor, a free gift guaranteed to all Abraham's descendants, not just the Jews under the covenant of law, but to all, including the Gentiles, who share Abraham's faith in God's word. So Abraham is the father of us all, fulfilling God's word that Abraham would be the father of many nations, Genesis 17:5. The promise is by the word of God, whose word restores to life the dead, and creates the things that exist out of nothing, Genesis 1:1-3. John paraphrase, Jesus was going from Judah to Galilee and passed through Samaria, stopping at noon at Jacob's well outside of Sychar, Shechem asterisk. Jesus was tired from traveling on foot and sat down at the well to rest while the disciples went into the city to buy food. A Samaritan woman from Sychar came to the well to draw water and Jesus asked her for a drink. She was surprised at a Jew who would speak to a Samaritan, and rabbis do not speak to women in public, see John 4:27. Jesus said that if she knew God's gift and realized who she was speaking with, she would ask him, and he would give her living water. She addressed him as, Sir, and asked where he would get living water, since the well was deep and he had no rope or bucket. She asked if Jesus was greater than Jacob who drank from the well and gave it to his descendants. Jesus told her that the water from Jacob's well only temporarily satisfies physical thirst, but the living water Jesus was referring to is eternally spiritually satisfying, and gives eternal life. The woman asked Jesus to give her the living water so that she wouldn't thirst or need to come to the well anymore. Jesus told her to go and fetch her husband, and the woman replied that she had no husband. Jesus revealed that he knew all about her. She had been married 5 times and was now living with a man to whom she was not married. The woman realized that Jesus must be a prophet, or he could not know those details of her life, so she asked him to settle a religious controversy between Jews and Samaritans. Samaritans worshipped God on Mount Gerizim, but Jews said that one could worship only in Jerusalem. Jesus replied that from now on it didn't matter where, but how one worshipped God. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman declared her belief in the coming Messiah Christ and said that when he comes he will reveal all things. Jesus answered that she was speaking with the Messiah. Commentary: God has had a plan for this creation from the very beginning. With Abraham, God began revealing his plan, and that plan began to be recorded in the Bible. God asked Abraham, who was then 75 years old, to trust and obey God's promise, to leave home and family, and go to a strange place which God would show him. God promised to give him descendants, although Abraham was already old, and had none. Abraham responded to God's call in faith, trust, and obedience. He and his household went to Canaan, and in the middle of the land God appeared to Abraham at Shechem, near Mount Gerizim, and Abraham worshipped God there. The psalmist's commemoration of the history of Israel is also prophetic. Christians are the new spiritual descendants of Abraham, the new Israel, the new chosen ones through faith. Christians are the heirs of the promise made to Abraham, to be a great nation, and to have an eternal inheritance in the eternal promised land of the kingdom of God in heaven. Christians are the ones who are blessed through Abraham and his descendants. Abraham is the spiritual forefather of all Christians. He trusted and obeyed God's word. God's promise was not conditional upon works keeping of the law, but upon faith, obedient trust. The giving of the law occurred some 430 years later, Galatians 3:17, to Moses, at Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb. God has designed this creation so that all of us are guilty of sin, disobedience of God's word, and none of us deserve forgiveness and salvation, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:5-8. The penalty of sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23, and salvation is a free gift to be received through faith in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9, Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Samaritans were of mixed race and religion. As the result of the conquest of the northern kingdom of Israel, the 10 of 12 tribes, by the Assyrians, the remnant which avoided deportation by the Assyrians intermarried with aliens imported from other conquered Gentile nations, and their religion was a mixture of Judaism and that of the aliens. Jesus could have avoided passing through Samaria on his way from Judah to Galilee, but he chose to go through it. He foreknew all about the woman at the well and arrived at the right time to meet her. Jesus opened the conversation by asking her for a drink of water. Then he turned the conversation from physical to spiritual water. The woman's understanding of who Jesus is was growing as she talked with Jesus. At first he was a Jew and a rabbi, who didn't have dealings with Samaritans, and women in general, John 4:9. When he did not respond with a rebuke, she addressed him as, Sir, John 4:10-11. She asked Jesus if he were greater than Jacob, Israel, the patriarch who had dug and used the well and left it to his descendants, John 4:12. Then she realized that Jesus is a prophet, John 4:19. Finally she expressed her faith in God's promise of a Messiah, John 4:25, and Jesus revealed himself to her, John 4:26, compare John 14:21. Jesus is indeed greater than Jacob, because Jesus gives living water, which quenches spiritual thirst eternally and gives eternal life. Living water wells up from within one's soul, and is received by faith, obedient trust. All we need to do to obtain it is to ask Jesus in faith. Jacob only gave physical water, which only satisfies thirst momentarily, is of no help in gaining longer life, and requires exertion and equipment to obtain. The gift of God is forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, salvation from eternal condemnation and eternal destruction, and eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven, unblemished paradise. Jesus is the only way, truth and life, John 14:6, God's only provision for the forgiveness of our sin, salvation, and eternal life, Acts 4:12. The living water, which Jesus was referring to as the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 7:37-39, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. True worship is not an issue of where to worship, but of how. God is spirit and truth, and those who worship him must do so in spirit and truth. Only by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit are we able to call God our Father. When we worship God, the indwelling Holy Spirit prompts ecstatic praise, Galatians 4:6, and enables us to call God our Father in worship in spirit and truth, bearing witness that we are God's children. Romans 8:14-16. Abraham worshipped the Lord at Shechem, in the pass between Mount Abel and Mount Gerizim. He also worshipped the Lord wherever Abraham went, because he trusted and obeyed the Lord. We can worship the Lord wherever we are, if we seek the Lord, his presence, and strength continually. God incarnate, in human flesh, appeared in Jesus Christe to the Samaritan woman at Sychar at the place where God had appeared to Abraham at Shechem. The promise to Abraham of an eternal inheritance in the eternal promised land of God's heavenly kingdom is fulfilled in Jesus Christe by faith, obedient trust. People who claim to be Christian, without being obedient and trusting disciples of Jesus Christe, cannot not worship in spirit or truth. Their worship is merely tradition and ritual. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. Notes, asterisk Eerdmans Dictionary of the Bible, David Noel Friedman, Tehran, p.551, William B. Eerdmans Publishing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 2000, ISBN 0-8020-2405**. Sychar, p.1260, Jacob's Well, page 667. Some authorities associate Sychar with Shechem. Others associate it with a town about a mile north of Jacob's Well. Archaeological evidence indicates that Shechem no longer existed in the 1st century AD. In any case, it is close to Jacob's Well.